season 4 of the award-winning team building exercise. And this time, the guys are covering escalation. And this one, these knuckleheads are going to be talking about the Ass-Starians. You get it? Because they're ass. And yeah, it's funny.
And welcome to award-winning team building exercise. This is season 4, I think. Yes. And this is episode 7? Yes. My voice is going to go up. We are doing Asterians, because that's who I chose. And we can't wait for the mech to come out. That'll be next season.
So,
we're doing Asterians. I'm Rob.
And I'm Baby Yoda.
And I'm the Mandalorian.
And this is the way. And, so we're doing Asterians. I used to like the Asterians. But now I'm not allowed to do my list, so... We'll see what happens.
But you hate everything now.
I hate everything. Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
We'll see. Jack, please tell us. You made an Asterian list, I assume.
I did. That is the way we do this show. So I'll preface this by saying I'm not a big fan of the Asterians.
I'm not who hates everything.
And B, any second now I'll be interrupted, so I will just vamp for a couple more minutes and say that. Oh,
I heard Georgie has a girlfriend, so.
Oh,
but that's been well established in season 2.
No, I think he was dating a Hulk. I think he's got a real girlfriend now.
Like one of the same species?
Yes, someone he can actually settle down with and have a life. Everybody knows Hulks are just on the side.
You know, it's kind of ironic that you, like, Jack picked the GCPS last time and he hated it. And then Rob picks the Asterians, who he hates.
I don't hate the Asterians.
Like, the hate before the hate.
Yeah. And Georgie's dating a hobgoblin, which he hates. So, you know. Right.
He's dating Boomer?
I just better jump right in on this one then, eh?
Well, then Momolunka's got some supermodel. So,
obviously,
go figure.
No, the guy sounds like Velvet Fog. He commands a room. He pulls up on a mic like it's his birthday. There's no doubt he's getting prime green trim.
What's that kid who's saying Chocolate Rain or whatever?
What?
I was gonna say that the sergeant's the Mel Torme of Goran, but. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Are you saying Taye Diggs?
Is that who it was? I don't remember.
I believe that's his name.
That's an oldie-timey meme. It was even a meme.
Yep. That's gone from dank to just
dusty.
Dusty, yeah.
That's a dusty meme. Okay, Jack. We've interrupted you enough, even if Georgie isn't here, so...
Yeah, I guess that's par for the course. So, but now my defenses are down. Let's just talk about our lists and get on with our lives. Okay, so my strike team. I started for my leader. I used the Overseer.
What?
Yeah, I like the Overseer. I've got two big things that'll lure me towards a leader. Recon is one of them, so he's got 4+, and Tactician 2, I like them dice. I think that's the theme you'll see all my leaders, the Tact 2 is pretty important to me. So other than that, 5 across the boards for his shoot, fight, and save. He's got some, he's got the Energy Shield 3, but I would hope that he doesn't have to use it. His special ability, his splat, is called Meals on Wheels. So if, Coach, you want to...
they have Meals on Wheels in the States, Coach?
Yeah, that's okay. Where we start.
Just make it sure. Otherwise, okay. That joke would have fallen flat.
Canadians are dying laughing right now.
I'm glad it's an international joke.
Correct.
Yes.
Wheels within Wheels, or Meals with Wheels, if you're up north. You spend an army special result on your command dice to discard any one of your opponent's command dice. Does not count as an action. You may do this a maximum of once per activation. Although you get rid of the dice, it is not like the Marauder Captain. You don't get to use it. You just get to throw it out.
You're just being cruel.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit dirty.
It's a bit dirty. It's not very environmental. At least the Marauder recycles. This guy just tosses in the garbage.
Yeah. Still nasty.
Greta Grunberg. Is it Grunberg? Would be very angry at him.
She is very angry at all people anyways, but...
Especially at the Overseer.
Yeah.
Wasteful.
Yeah. Wasteful. Dice wasteful.
30 points. 3 VPs.
Yes. Yes. With a slightly dirty splat, but he serves a purpose. And honestly, he's not the most expensive. He's not the least expensive. He's a decent leader.
He's not the most expensive?
He is the most expensive.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was.
Well, as far as the
Asterians. You mean for not just the Asterians. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was confused. Yeah, I know what you mean now.
Yeah. As a broad
overall,
spectrum.
Yes, he's not that. 30 is about average, I would think, overall, the leaders. Around there, 20, late 20s.
I think so. I know get some bargains in some of the factions. You'll get some bargains, and you'll get some really expensive ones. But I think 30 in and around there is a pretty average.
Yeah, like 25 to 30, I think, would be average.
Yeah.
Somebody do the math. Not one of us. I mean, somebody, some listener, do the math and let us know. Comment below.
Give us the stats.
Go through every leader, put them all together, and divide by the number of them. I know how to do it. I just don't want to do it.
You could watch The Family of Gamers, where I talk about that extensively, but, you know, no plugs here.
You talk about the average cost of a leader?
Absolutely. How to choose a leader.
Really? When was this? This wasn't recent.
Yeah, go, Jack, because, you know, I know who my real fans are.
Well, if it wasn't recently, I can't remember what I had for lunch.
I think it was last, when Outbreak came out.
Well, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, all right. So it still rings true.
Wow, that's fine, but that's a long time ago. It's not even accurate anymore, because I'm sure they all changed prices.
No, it's just, it was how to choose a leader and what to look for, damn it.
two years ago is quite a long time ago. That, I think, is in and around the last time there was a Third Sphere podcast.
Oh, what a dig.
It's all right.
We can't talk much, Jack. We don't have a podcast anymore either.
Right. What are you
Ours was stolen. Ours was pilfered.
Well, I mean, even though it was 2 years ago, the information is timeless.
Evergreen, yeah. There you go.
That is true.
Jack, what'd you take for troops? Let's get out of here.
I took 6 troops. All 6 are marionettes.
Oh,
you love those marionettes.
Yeah, but 3 of them have light blades.
It's because he loves, his favorite movie ever was Dark Crystal, so he loves marionettes.
All right, so wait. 3 of them have light blades. How much does a light blade cost?
6 points.
6 points on a 6 plus fight. Good choice, Jack.
My opinion is that I need a little bit of armor piercing, and that gives me just a little bit. It's not much, but I would like to think that if some dwarves or some assault forces got in there, I'm not vulnerable, so I might be able to hold out a little.
Oh, longer. Yeah, they're not vulnerable. You're right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So I'm thinking maybe they can give a little back.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so, that 6 plus fight is something to base a light blade on.
It's 6 plus is doable. And someone was just championing successes on 7 pluses last show. I forget who that was.
Hmm.
That was me, because I killed something. But that's me. It's not you, Jack.
So a 6 plus. Probably still pretty good. And that is all of my troops for my specialists. I took 2 weapon drones.
Bombards.
What?
No.
Oh.
With the shields.
Oh.
Shield generations.
Wow.
So now my marionettes are a little more sustainable. So Bree and Deet and Hup. And all of them can make it to...
They've got names?
Yes. And Kira.
Oh, they're named after Dark Crystal characters. I've never seen the new show especially, so I didn't know any of these people's names. I knew Kira. That's the only reason I got on.
Yeah, so now, with the shield, they're reasonable. 24 points is a little on the high side for something, but I think if you stack your guys up right, it could save a lot of heartbreak, especially in a soft glass cannon squishy faction like the Asterians.
So this is, they're 24 points apiece?
Yeah. They're expensive. 12 points for the shield generator.
Yeah.
But shield generator, four, right? So you get four dice?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I still don't like the way the shields work in Dead Zone. There's some mechanics that I just find unpalatable, but yeah, it's better than nothing. And then for my – those are my two specialists, two shield drones with the shield. And then I have two vehicles.
Let me guess.
What?
Is it the new Asterian mech? You have two of them?
Yes, I do. It's called the Zor Razor. No, it's called the
Zor Razor.
I was going to make up a name for it and do a bit about the new mech. Like, I was going to start making stuff up.
And then put it in the book?
But then I was like, yeah, no, just like everything else we do on the show, Rob, it would end up in there and we get no credit, so I stopped.
You're talking about the biggest Steramech?
So I went with two Sky Razors.
Sky Razor.
22 points each. Nice. They've got the twin no rifles, and mainly the most important, they can fly.
Yep.
And I think that is...
I can fly.
Way to fire one.
Is a mechanic that still confounds people to this day when they talk murder birds about how OP they are. When I can get two no rifles zipping through, as long as they land on a solid surface at the end of their turn, they can basically do whatever the fuh they want. So I'm a fan. You couldn't do this with a points any less than 200 points to get two of them in there. But because they are kind of expensive.
Not really. 22 points for a vehicle is pretty cheap.
But I'd like to think that while my guys are skittering forward, looking, trying to avoid having their essences drained with shields, that the Sky Razors would be the what everyone's concentrating on until it's too late.
There you go. 200 points on the dot.
200 points on the dot. It took me a long, 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 long time to make this list to get that 200 points. And it's 17 VPs all in, so.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cheap, really. Oh, marionettes are all one VP, that's why. Yeah.
And not vulnerable. That's the big one.
Yeah, none of your things are vulnerable.
I do know that I am missing a hacker. I do understand that. I tried to get maybe a cipher specialist or something in there.
Yeah,
But no. I wanted death from above, so.
Well, you could still, I mean... Even though you don't have a hacker in it, you could still hack stuff. It just takes you a long action to do it.
Yeah.
Having a hacker in a hacker mission is good.
Yeah. There is a marionette specialist. I do understand that.
But you don't have any attacks. Yeah, you need the attacks.
But I made my choice and I stuck with it. So
yeah, you need those six for the Sky Razors.
And he is 10... VP just like the or 10 points just like the marionette. It's I know, but anyways, I digress. I might be digging in other people's lists. I don't want to scratch those itches just yet.
Excellent. Well, we'll go scratch some more itches after this break, and we'll be back.
Scratch them if you got them.
Bye bye.
It's not over yet, Jack.
Not yet.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh, man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, What's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
All right, so we are back. Just heard Jack's incredible list, and now we are going to Rob's list. And I bet there's a lot of stuff that rhymes with sushi.
No. Remember, I wasn't allowed to.
Oh, okay.
I could have built a nice Khaleesi list with some pulse bombards, but I was told I can't do that again, so I made a different list.
Well, four times in a row is, you know.
Who told you you couldn't do that?
Mean people, Jack. There's mean people here.
It's like telling Da Vinci he couldn't use oil paint. Come on.
Yeah, I know. But this is an interesting list anyways. For my leader, I took Black Talon Prime because I'm painting him currently. So
why? Because he's black?
Because he's black and I'm painting him currently, so he's cool.
Yeah.
28 points, cheaper than Jack's. 3 VPs. He's got TAC 1, Construct, Vulnerable, Glide. Like all Black Talons, he's vulnerable, which sucks, but he's got Glide, which is good. He comes with a no rifle, laser blade, energy shield 4, which means he's pretty, you know, even invulnerable, he got energy shield 4, and a jump pack.
Yeah.
And he's Recon 4 Plus, which is great. And he's got stealth. Coach, tell everyone what stealth does.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, geez.
What? This is a whole segment late.
I'm late.
Oh, this my is God.
I'm late.
Jack, you don't sound too good. He doesn't sound too good.
I'm not doing too hot. I got the,
mono.
I got the Gablona virus.
Two tsunami.
So, I'm not doing too hot. And,
I thought you had the suds.
No, that's SpongeBob.
Oh, okay.
Well, if I'm late, then what's the point now?
My thought exactly.
All right, well, now you can shut up, Rob.
Rob was talking crap about you before.
When he gets feeling under the weather, he's getting sassy.
I don't like Rob, but we both can agree on one thing, and that is that the Superhero Crew podcast is indeed the best podcast.
It is but true.
Wait, do you listen to it? Because Rob's on it.
I only lit. I gotta go.
All right.
Oh, jeez. He really is sick.
Excelsior, I love you, Jack.
I love you too, Georgie.
Oh, poor Georgie's sick.
This new bit he does where he just drops his plugs and dips, I think that is... He's a whore.
Georgie, was that you or the dog? Holy shit.
You sure it wasn't Boomer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach, please tell us what stealth does. Obviously, okay. what Georgie has.
Spend an Army Special Result with the model that is a Cypher or Black Talon in their name, whose target of a shoot actually may give +1 dice to a survive roll. You may spend more than one Army Special Result on the same dice roll, but it must declare how many before rolling.
Yeah. So, I think, doesn't Enforcers have something similar?
Well, yeah, I think it's Stallworth.
Yeah,
one
of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's, you're going to keep your guys alive. It's a plus all with the energy shields, proliferating these Asterian lists, having that extra dice to help you survive, since other than Jack's list, most of them are constructs. Vulnerable. They're all constructs, but some are vulnerable. Yeah, that's pretty good. So I like them.
And let's not gloss over that shoot 3.
Oh, yeah, he does shoot on 3s. Yeah, and you're probably going to bring this guy up, too. Well, he's only got no pistol, though. He's only shooting with a no pistol.
Energy shield 4, jump pack, and shoots on 3s. He might see a little action. He's itching.
Fights on 4s, too, with the light blade isn't bad, either.
No.
Yeah. He's a combat guy, yeah. Because, he is pretty survivable. Energy shield 4, that's pretty good, unless you roll really poorly. But
and any time you get to roll extra dice, man, these guys... Yeah. I mean, I've been on the receiving end of that frickin' energy shield, and they're rough, man. They're just, yeah. They just always make them frickin' energy shield things.
Yeah. Well, it matters who you're playing, right?
Yeah, well...
You gotta play Hot Dice more.
Yeah, well, no, that's just... But that goes without saying.
Then for my troops, because they're the cheapest troop, I think. No, they're the second cheapest troop, but they have Cypher in their name. I picked five Cypher Wardens.
Woo!
So these guys fight on four, shoot on four too, which is kind of weird. Well, I guess they do have a shoot action, don't they? Yeah, they have their charge glove.
Yeah, they shoot on a four, but they have a range one, so.
Yeah. It's if they're coming on you, you can pop them back because it's knockback. Both their punch and their little charge has knockback, so.
Yeah.
Save on fives isn't bad, but they are constructs. They do get their toxic smoke screens, which are not crazy useful, but they're kind of fun. The whole thing about toxic smoke screens is you have to drop them at the end of the round, right?
Beginning of the round.
Or beginning of the round. That's what I meant.
That was like a thing of contention that because it would be better if you did it at the end of the round.
Yeah, that'd be way too powerful, I think.
Yeah. So at the beginning, but you know a way around that, right?
What's that?
You do it at the beginning of the second round. You move the guys up and
yeah. But you can't charge into people and then drop a smoke screen on top of them.
No.
What you do, you put them on the objectives, right? You just drop all your smoke on the objectives.
You could do that.
And
they do act as smoke screens as well. Like they are like smoke grenades. So they do, even if it's not like perfect for the toxic, if you can organize it so you're still blocking lines of sight, still useful.
Yep. And they protect them. Yeah. So you can't target them, right? So.
Right.
Other than the square. They do have one armor.
If you stand in back of it, you can't target them either.
But you can target the cube that they're in.
If you're directly, you can target the cube, but you can't shoot at the guy.
Yeah,
I'm saying if he's directly behind it, yeah.
Yeah. And they have the charge glove, which either has range F knockback or energy pulse, which is range 1 knockback. Pretty fun. I like the fact that they do have that range 1. It gives them a little bit more options. It's kind of fun. Other than that, they're pretty basic troops. Only 12 points, 1 VP, which is nice. I think for their price, they're really good.
And they're going to break the bank.
Yeah. And I like the hand-to-hand combat nature of them, because usually you're going to use Khaleesi for hand-to-hand combat, but I believe Khaleesi are double the price, right? A third more the price.
Well, 3 points.
Yeah. Khaleesi probably are a better choice, maybe, but they are 2 VPs. It's hard to say. But I wasn't allowed to use Khaleesi, so.
It's easy to say. If Rodan was allowed to use bronze, you'd have Khaleesi. That was not allowed, so.
But this also works with the Splat, too, since they have Cypher in the name, so.
Right.
And then I have 4 Black Talons. Obviously, you have a Black Talon Prime. You're going to take Black Talons. They have a No Rifle, which is just range 5. Energy Shield 2. Every single one of them has an Energy Shield, which is amazing. They have Jump Packs. They have Glide. They are vulnerable. They shoot on threes. They are snipers without sniper scopes. And fight on fives, which isn't horrible. Save on fives. But they are will be shooting, yes. And they can glide, which is nice. Get some little extra range. That energy shield will hopefully help with that vulnerable.
And they also have a jump pack, which is great because they can go from building to building, go over that little...
And then glide off them.
Yeah, you can glide off. So if you're in a 3, you can go 3. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool little Black Talons.
Yeah, I love them. I love Black Talons.
Then I have 32 points left over. And what is 32 points but Nestanza?
Nestanza, yeah.
She shoots on 3s with her sniper rifle, which is range 14, AP 1. It's heavy. It has a sniper scope. And she has energy shield 1, which is not great, but it's a little help. Stealthy and evade. Both which will help her not get killed. She is not vulnerable, at least. And Nestanza, she's nerfed a lot, but she's still pretty good. She's expensive, 32 points, but for that sniper rifle and what she can do, I think that's pretty good. And that, amazingly, when I built this list, I was just putting all them in, and I was like, okay, what do I have left? How many points I got? Is it over? It ended up exactly at 200 points. I was like, oh, this was exactly the 200-point list. So,
boom.
19 VPs.
It is easy just to get 200 every time. That is okay.
That's true. You never fail to, and I've learned from the master. So
Well, I've just learned from the master. Now that I'm looking at the Black Talon, I poo-pooed him for 20 points each at the in the two VPs. But then the energy shield and the one armor, that makes that vulnerable disappear real quick. He might be worth the... I'm rethinking.
Vulnerable is like a... That's the one thing with this list that you have to really worry about. Usually you're like, I can take a few hits. These guys, they can't take hits.
They cannot.
No, that's it. So, Coach, what did you do? Please tell me use Khaleeshi, because if we have to discuss why nobody used Khaleeshi, it'll be disturbing.
Yeah.
I look forward to that hate that we are obligated because of the construct of the show to start bashing Khaleeshi.
Yes. Why does it always come to me? Why am I the guy that got to do this stuff?
Because you know? You're the anchor. You have to pull the fat out of the fire every time.
But it's every time.
Every time.
That's why you're third.
That's right.
Yes.
You're the cleanup hitter.
The protest. You guys have you got baseball up there?
Yes. We do.
I'm just checking. All right.
Yeah, mid-90s, I think we won a couple things. I forget exactly.
Yeah. It's been a while.
I don't know. Yeah.
We're better at basketball now.
Okay. Well, the whole world is better at basketball anyway. But I digress. So let's talk about what I took. So I'm very glad that I took a different leader than you two guys, and I took the Cypher Prime because I think he is awesome. He no shoot, moves on a 1-2, armor 1, TAC 1, construct vulnerable, toxic smokescreen 2. He's different.
Mm-hmm.
No shoot, 4-5 across the board. Recon a 5+. Sorry, Jack. You know it's a 5+, but you know it is what it is. Although
the
he does have
the one that bothers me the most, tactician.
And he was only tech dice. 1. Yeah. So.
Yes.
I'm such a trash player. I need that extra dice to try and hold out.
Yeah. Well, he has overcharge when you spend the armor special result at the start of the model's activation. Target models. No rifle gains rapid fire and wait to fire 2 till the end of the round. So
that's pretty sweet. Yeah.
That's pretty good, man. I like that a lot. That can come in handy. And then this is one of those leaders that I said, some leaders you put in the back, you hide them in the back. This guy's got to come out and cause some havoc. And I gave him an energy shield 3. So, on a 5+ save with an energy shield 4 and then an energy shield 3.
He's got two energy shields.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know why? Cause I'm sick of people doing it against me. So I'm going to do it right back at them. He does have the light blade, which is range FAP2 on a 4+ fight. That's pretty good. I could dig that, man. I like that. So, yeah, you know, out of all of them, I kind of like the Cypher Prime. Going next with my troops. I did not one, not two, but 6 marionettes. So, you know.
We're going to have to talk about how
not today.
Khaleeshi are.
Yeah. Well,
get ready. Strap in.
Actually, I had 5 Khaleeshi, but then I changed it when Rob said that. So, but, yeah. No, I picked marionettes. I did the marionettes. Basically, 10 points, 1 VP, and their construct, the no rifle is range 5. And they shoot on a 5. They're such, you know, this is almost harkened back to the GCPS when we talked about, what was it, the Marines? The middle guys? Mm-hmm. They kind of remind me of them. And, you know, for 10 points and 1 VP, you can't go wrong. So that was it, 6 troops. Then I went a little different. I took a, let's say, marionette specialist with a grenade launcher. Okay, because, you know, some indirect 3, range 5, not too bad. You know, they can move up and then use that. So, you know, giving a marionette specialist with a grenade launcher. Then I took 3 marionette specialists with light missile launchers, which I think this is a little bit insane that you have a light missile launcher. Range 8, it's 8 points, 1 VP, you know, so you're gonna get charged there. But on a marionette special, it only brings them up to 2 VPs. And then the light missile launches range 7, AP 2. And when I look at abilities, it's blank. There's no heavy.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, I said, self, you should take more than one of those. So, you know, my thing, if you like, you like something, take three of them. And shooting on a five, can't go wrong. Now, it's not as good as the Enforcer one where you have the two modes, but it is not heavy. For 8 points and one VP, you're looking at a bargain here.
And you got four hackers right there, too.
Uh-huh. I got four hackers.
That is a good call. That is a good call. Because, honestly, I was looking at the fission beamer for the drones and thinking, I'm, you know, because that's like a lot of AP power. That'd be nice. I looked at heavy and went, why is it heavy? It's a drone. It's a machine. It should be able to carry.
Right.
But you've bypassed that by making the rocket launcher. That's either a loophole or, I don't know, that's or great.
Superior list building. That's what we can classify.
I'll cop to that too.
Yeah. And I was going to take a phylogister because I like to say phylogister, but I did not. And then what I did was my last specialist, I took a support drone with the comms relay.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Jack, I know that you missed an opportunity in this by not taking a support drone with the comms relay. I know you took the shield. So you take a comms relay. He's TAC one, all right? So if my leader goes down, I don't lose my TAC dice. But with the communications relay, you're always getting that one extra activation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So essentially, especially for you, it would be TAC six, just that one you couldn't do anything with it. But you know, so now this guy essentially is a TAC two, having the comms really in it. But you know, I wanted the leader, I wanted his splat, but now I have five command dice. And you know, and what I do is I always take that and I, like if I have the blue command dice, I'll do the white one that'll just keep to remind me that I have the extra ad model activation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did that. And this thing never moves.
What's the point?
Yeah, you're never going to see it, but it's there because it's there. I mean, like if your leader goes down and you don't lose a command dice, that's pretty good, man. I like that. And then finally, I did what Rob did. I said, let me put this in just for the hell of it. And, oh, look, I have 200 points. Was a Skyraiser.
There you go.
Because I feel that I like the Skyraiser and the fact that the Skyraisers have changed. You know, they're only 22 points, two VPs, two twin null rifles, way to fire one. That will go with my splat. They do have vehicle. They have evade and flight. So if you do shoot at it, you can move them out of the way. Armor one, size two, and a four-up shoot, way to fire one, especially if you're a Asterion, that's pretty good shooting. So, and I just, for some reason, I like the model, and I think, you know, the Skyraisers are going to come into their own. So that's my list. That is 200 points, sans mistakes.
Nice.
Very good. That's three different lists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a Khaleesi list that we never even bothered making because we've made it 100 times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But you know what? I'll save it for the hate.
Yep. Save it all for the hate.
Yeah.
We will be back to talk about what we didn't take. The Asterians have a lot of stuff. So we'll have a lot to talk about in the what we didn't take. They were one of the more full lists due to being in other games. So. Okay, we'll be back right now, coming back after this.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some burger places give you a lot less meat on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Koala Cody's, we serve koala burgers we modestly call a single. And Koala Cody's single has a lot more meat than a Whopper or a Big Mac. At Koala Cody's, you get more meat and less bun.
Hey, where's the meat?
I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're a Koala Cody kind of mate.
And welcome back to the award-winning team building exercise. That commercial, that is a great one. I do have dry eye sockets, so...
No, that was last week. Or last month. It'll be something different this month.
We record these all at the beginning in January of the year, so I get confused sometimes. This one should be out before Valentine's Day?
And after Valentine's Day.
Okay, yeah. It's tough. Like I said, we record them all in January, so, you know, sometimes things happen. Well, we are going to discuss what we didn't take in our lists and why clearly the cliche are trash. So, Rob, run us through. Who didn't we take?
The first one we didn't take is the Khaleesi Dervish. Obviously awesome.
Right. Yeah.
She's only 22 points. Only 22 points. Tack 1, that sucks. Recon 5 plus, not great. She fights on 3s. She has an AP 2 Frenzy 1 Razor Flails, which they look more like stabs than flails, but we won't split hairs. It must be a translation error from Asterion to English.
I think the Razor Flails came out after the model.
Yes. And she has Dance of Death. Coach, please tell us what Dance of Death does.
After the active model performs a fight action, you can use the dice to allow the model to move as if it had a move command dice played on it, with the exception that the model does not need to make a breakaway test to leave the queue containing an enemy model. Maximum once per activation.
That is
so
awesome.
Essentially, you could break away and you could start a fight with somebody else if you have to get there.
So you jump in, slice some people up, Dance of Death out of there, slice some more people up. Mm. And it's any model. It doesn't even say you have to be a Khaleesi to use it, which is kind of cool.
Right, right.
So you could do it on your Cypher...
Like Cypher Warden.
Wardens, if you wanted to. Yeah.
This is a... This harkens back to V1 doubling and tripling.
Yeah, I miss that because I love chaining attacks. That was fun. That's one thing I really miss about V1.
You know what? That was one of those things where it was bookkeeping, but after you played a few games, it didn't matter. It's like, oh, I doubled you. I'm leaving.
Yeah. And it was so cinematic to be able to jump from fight to fight, and you could fight your way across the whole board if you were really lucky. And
oh, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, that's how... Dreadball plays really with doubling.
We had a game, Andrew and myself, and he had a craw, and that thing went like 5 cubes because he just kept doubling and tripling, and he just like killed 5 guys in 5 different cubes in one game. It was like unbelievable.
Yeah, that was fun.
So, yeah, it was fun, but it sucked. If you're on the receiving end of it, it sucked.
Yeah,
you know.
But it's still cinematic, and you talk about it right? Like that's obviously they don't want that in a tournament game because it would be maybe a little OP for some people who rolled really well.
Right.
It does take away. It's very cinematic, very fun at home, but in tournaments, people who are really into tournaments want to know statistically what's my chance of every move, everything I do. Yeah. It's very. You know, just distilled unpleasantness, and to have something like that happen.
Yeah, because imagine people get pissed when they, like, somebody gets a lucky shot and kills something. Imagine if they got lucky attacks and killed, like, half your army in one attack run.
Yeah, I paid $10 to be here. I'm supposed to be the winner. Yeah, but didn't you just see that? I don't care. Okay.
That was the most amazing thing ever. Yeah.
It's hard. I'm going to hide the barrel of my gun behind something so you don't get a clear shot, and then we'll
go on with it. Coach invented
miserable
that move.
Lives.
Yeah. You guys both, and you both use it all the time, so don't even start with that stuff.
No, I refuse to use it.
As an innovator and a motivator, you know, don't knock the hustle. Respect my gangster.
Don't hate the player.
Just the game. Next we didn't choose is Marionette Prime.
I thought Jack was definitely going to
take it. Yeah, it's a... But it's only tack 1. That's why Jack didn't take her.
Yeah.
He's not crazy good. He's cheap.
I did toy because I knew I was going to go heavy on the marionettes. But it activates another model for a chance at a shot with people who shoot on a pretty not great...
Hey, shoot on 5s. It's average.
Link just doesn't do it for me.
Well, please, Coach, tell us what Link does so that we can understand why it doesn't do anything for Jack.
So with the command dice, when a marionette specialist, or marionette prime performs a shoot action to allow a second marionette specialist, or marionette prime within two cubes of the first model to also make a free shoot action at the same or another model and range. At the end of the activation, both models are marked as activated.
But it doesn't say you have to be an unactivated model to do that, which is nice. Mm-hmm. You just get activated at the end. That's kind of fun. So you can actually get two shots out of marionettes if they move up with the prime. But yeah, like you say, it's not super powerful because marionettes aren't crazy powerful as they are. But getting two shots with a light missile launcher, that's not too bad.
Well, that's what you would do. You would stack it with a marionette specialist.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you wanted to take that shot, let's say you shoot at something or you're going to kill something and, you know.
Well, you move up to your grenade launcher, you shoot your grenade launcher, move up to your prime, shoot your grenade launcher again with a prime.
Well, you know what, though? You think about it. Here's the key. So within two cubes of the first model, also take a free shoot action at the same or another model in range. So it's kind of like fire control with two guys.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, so like let's say you shoot at something and you end up killing it, and you're like, all right, so then I'm going to activate this guy, and it could be a heavy weapon, and then they can shoot at something else.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're activating someone else. It's not terrible. I mean, you got to.
Oh, it's a good combo. You have to get the combos going. You have to really know what you're doing. Yeah.
Right. You have to have it set up.
Yeah.
You know? Very situational.
Yeah.
Which is something I'm not a big fan of, but it would.
I wouldn't even call it situational. I would call it more tactics. You have to really plan it. It's like chess. You have to put your guys in the right spot at the right time to make it work. Too advanced for me, frankly.
Let's say, all right, so you got elevation and full model, and you're rolling six dice on, like this, Marionette Prime shoots on a 4+. Let's say he gets it, you get some eights and stuff, and you have one wound left. I'm going to use my command dice and have someone else take a shot at him, maybe try to kill him right there.
Yeah.
That could be something you're using it for, you know, or you do that and say you kill him and then there's something behind it and you're like, all right, so now I'm going to use the heavy weapon to go, you know, the marionette specialist. It'll shoot sniper rifle or the phalanster or whatever you want to, you know, light missile launcher, whatever.
You just wanted to say that word again.
Yep. You saw what I did there, right? But like you said, it's very, very tactical. I wouldn't say situational, it's tactical. But
yeah, it just takes a lot to, yeah. You have to really plan ahead for this guy, which I don't plan ahead.
But like I took six marionettes, and I took, four marionette specialists?
Yeah.
So like one, two, three, four. Yeah, so now you can kind of hoard the board. That's 10 marionettes in their names. It might not be bad.
And honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, if you have a bigger force than if you're playing, say, Forge Fathers, you want to go first next round, you just start popping off. If you've got the dice, I'll just make a second shot. He's activated. I'll take a second shot. He's activated. Even if you're just, you know, spraying rounds down range, all of a sudden, oh, I get to go first next round.
That's true. Surprise. That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. I never even thought about that. That's even more tactics to it. So you get to go first. Yeah.
The Marionette Prime's.
It's interesting.
Stock just went up. Stock just went up.
Well, it's not easy to use. That's not that's pretty advanced right there.
Well, you know, when I was thinking about taking it, because I kind of made a Marionette list. For 2 points more, you can take the Prime.
Yeah.
The Cypher Prime. So, you know, it's not like he's so cheap. Like if the Marionette Prime was 28, I might have to think about it. But for 2 points more, you know, for me in this list was a no-brainer.
And Astarians do have 5 leaders to choose from. Not many other people have that many choices as leaders, so.
Right.
For troops, nobody took a cipher, right? Regular cipher?
Yeah.
It's kind of 15 points.
Vulnerable.
And I'd rather take a warden or a marionette at that point. Mm-hmm. Marionettes, you can get 1.5 for the same price. I think they don't shoot on threes. That's the thing. For a troop to shoot on threes, that's pretty nice. But they're only shooting no rifles, so.
Yeah, but you know what it is? So these guys are wave two, because there was the Asterians and the Forge Fathers came out the same time.
Yep.
And that was there was the last release of V1.
Yep.
So all you could take at the time was the Cyphers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, that's when you used to hoard the board with Cyphers, you know, so 15 points, two VPs. But the only thing was that the Construct and then, I mean, I'm sorry, the Vulnerable and, you know, on a 5-up save, even with Armor 1, it's tough.
Yeah.
So by having the Wardens and the Marionettes gives you a little bit more something to play with. And you know what's funny? The Warden is 12 points and the Cypher is 15, only 3 points more. And we're like, wow, he's really overpriced, you know, or more expensive in this list.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Warden a lot better than the regular Cypher, personally.
Yeah. The Warden is like one of those second look guys. Like, you didn't think about it, but then when you look at the list, he's like, wow, he's actually not that bad.
Yeah, the Cypher does, again, toxic smokescreen. People pay good money to have, you know, smoke grenades. Like, they have some stuff, armor one, shoot on threes. It's not a terrible unit, but vulnerable is something you always have to have in the back of your mind.
Yeah, especially with those guys, because they have nothing protecting them. There's no any shields on them or anything.
Yeah, I think that's why you take a shield drone for these guys.
Yeah. We didn't take Khaleesi, but we all know they're the best unit and troop in the game, so.
I think we all kind of psychically linked up and said, you know what, we made three separate Khaleesi lists on three separate seasons. Let's just switch it up a little bit.
Yeah,
but you can't say anything bad about them.
No,
just because you call it expressionism doesn't mean you can just Jackson Pollock all over the place every season.
I mean, the only bad thing you say about Khaleesi is that they're too cheap.
They are pretty cheap. Cypher Specialists, nobody took one of those, right? Everybody took Marionette Specialists, I think?
Yes.
It's 15 points instead of 10, and they can do pretty much the same thing. I think they get more options, though, don't they? They can take some other stuff.
Well, they could take Light, Automatic, Explosive, and Heavy Lance. And then the Marionette Specialist can take Light Sniper, Assault, and Explosive.
Yeah, so they both have Explosive, but the Cypher has Automatic and Lance.
Right.
They do have Hacker, like all Specialists do, but
right.
I'd rather take the Marionette although they do shoot on threes once again, so if you are, but they can't have the Sniper rifle though, so.
That's big when you're giving him a gun, you know, you're not gonna keep him as such, you know what I mean? Unless you want to take him bare bones for a Hacker, but you're gonna give him a heavy, you know, some kind of weapon, and on a 3+, man, you're doing, you know, that's two dice better than the Marionette Specialist. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to spend the money on a missile launch or whatever, and on a three, it's almost, you're like 90% chance guaranteed that you're going to hit something. You know, on with more than one dice.
And they can't take the Fission Beamer, that's the one Jack was talking about earlier. It's heavy, but it's AP5, range 10. They can have that thing.
Is it, what's it called? It's not crew serve, right?
There is no crew serve done in the Asterians.
No, I'm saying platform.
It is platform and heavy lance.
Yeah.
And what else do we take here? We took almost everything. We got support drones. We got weapon drones. We didn't take pulse bombard because, once again, we always take that stuff.
Right.
I took Nastanza. Nobody took Nemrath. 34 points, 3 VPs, TAC 2, communications relay built in, which is kind of cool.
So now, Jack, I'm very surprised you didn't take him for the simple fact that he is TAC 2 and communications relay. So you're getting 6 dice altogether.
Rob knows I tried. Rob knows I tried.
He's not a leader.
Yeah, but even if you take, let's say you take the Cypher Prime, and he's attack one. If you take Nemrath, you're getting the 2 extra dice because you use the largest number on the board.
Yeah. But I would take Marionette Specialist with this guy. So it's pretty cheap and you get this guy. But he has 34 points. He's kind of expensive.
That's the kicker.
If I was trying to make a, a smaller, more elite list. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Knock down some of the troop tax I had for the Sky Razors.
Yeah.
He would be a take for sure.
But you can almost take two Sky Razors for the price of this one guy.
Yeah. But.
And his offense isn't great. He's just got Charge Glove, Energy Shield 3, but he's definitely a support guy. Instead of a support drone, you take this guy, but support drone's only going to be, like, what, 20 points max? And this guy's 34, so.
I didn't notice his wormy fight on 6+. What's his problem?
Yeah, with a hand-to-hand weapon.
You mean the support drone with the comms relay?
Yeah.
That's it's only 17 points.
Yeah, there you go. So he's half price, yeah. You could take two of those for the price of Nemrath.
Right.
So,
but the drone doesn't look like Lucius and Borg, so check me, atheists.
That's true. This is straight up Lucius.
Odasora from Star Saga. He's not even an Asterion. He's a whatever the sumo guys are.
Yeah, he's a big fat sumo wrestler.
He does have solid and honorable. Honorable sucks. Mm. Ion cannon, which is range 6, AP2, way to fire 1, and he's got body slam, which is hilarious.
Right.
But he's got 2 armor too. He's the most armored guy in the whole list, I think.
Yeah.
28 points, 3 VPs. He's pretty average for 28 points. I think he's a little expensive, as we always say about the specialists, unique specialists.
Well, he's a big Matsudan. He's also Matsudan. Size 2.
Yes, he is size 2, too. And armor solid. Solid.
Solid is good. Honorable sucks.
Saves on 4, yeah.
And range 6, AP2, way to fire 1. That's not terrible.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, 28.3 VPs. He might have a spot.
Well, for the same price, you can take Sohin, who fights on 3s.
I was going to take out the energy shield and the Sky Razor, put this guy in, because he is awesome.
Yeah. AP1, Frenzy 1 weapon. And he's got his Warbird, which is a companion. It gives him indirect 2, so he always has somebody fighting with him. And his bird can fly.
He's always got +1. Yeah, he can't be outnumbered, so it's cool. Yeah. You know.
And he moves 2-3, which he's fast, which is nice, like a Khaleeshi. For a Khaleeshi list, this is another nice addition for a Khaleeshi list.
Yeah.
And he's got a giant bird on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. He's got a phoenix.
And then there's Tenor Go. I wanted to fit Tenor Go, but he has 35 points, and he's too expensive.
Four
VPs, yes. But he is pretty much a Black Talon that has Frenzy 2 and Tack 1 and Energy Shield 4.
The Singing Blade.
Yeah, and the Singing Blade, which is range... Well, it's just a... Singing Blade's just a light blade. It's the exact same thing. But he's Energy Shield 4, which is pretty nice for a specialist, but 35 points, 4 VPs. He's quite expensive.
But you know what, though? He's Construct, Vulnerable, Glide, Frenzy 2, Tack 1, Armor 1, Energy Shield 4, and a Survivor 4. That's you know.
Yeah, he's a Black Talon with a little extra.
Shoot, fights on a 4.
Yeah,
like he's...
Well, Black Talons fight on 4. Or no, they fight on 5. They shoot on 3, though. Yeah. So same shoot, a little bit better fight, yeah. Mm. I think the leader, Black Talon Prime, fights on 4s.
But yeah, I like this model a lot, too.
Yeah, he's cool. Well, he's just, really, look at him in a Black Talon Prime, and they're almost the exact same model, it's just different pose.
Right.
They both have the same blade and same pistol setup.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Some of the weapons we didn't take, obviously we didn't take things like Pulse Bombard or Cloaking Devices, which are new.
Rob, no pulse bombards?
No, not this time. You did pick an extra energy shield, which is nice, because since they can have energy shield 2, 3, or 4, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else I'm missing?
Just, you know, the usual frag grenade, hole sight, meta pack, smoke grenade, stun grenade, you know, the usuals.
Yeah, that's nothing different. But, I don't think there's anything else in their equipment list that we can talk about.
Jack, you took the, support drone with the gun support drone, right?
No,
you didn't.
No, he took 2 weapon drones with
okay,
with shields. Yeah, nobody took the gun support drone. It's a little cheaper, but the guns aren't as good.
Yeah, so you're getting 9 points for the drone itself, and then the twin no rifles, three points. Way to fire one. That's not terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's like that would turn him into a cheaper version of a Skyraiser. He wouldn't have the flight and the glide and everything, but he'd be a lot slower, but he had the same weapons.
Yeah.
It'd be about half the price.
Yeah, so you can take two for the same price of almost take two.
Yep.
Construct Beast, size one, no armor, but he shoots on a 5, survives on a 6. Oof.
Yes. Asterians have a lot to choose from, and there's such a glut of choices. It's a good list. Like if you want a faction you want to really mess around with, it's a good one, because when we did the hate, the stuff we hated on was for the sake of comedy only, because
yeah, there's nothing horrible in this list. Yeah,
way better than the stuff we chose. So like honestly. You know, yeah, you can't.
Maybe the only bad thing in this whole list is the cipher, really.
And that ain't terrible.
And that's not bad at all. You could,
but he's just pretty boring. That's all.
I think the thing about the Asterians, as opposed to let's say Plague or Veerman, is that these are a little bit more unforgiving than say those lists. Mm-hmm. In the fact that when you're building a list, you have to have almost like a centralized theme and strategy ahead of time before you put stuff together. You can't say, you know, let me take two Khaleeshi, let me take three of these, let me take one of these, four of these. You have to have some kind of plan before you go into combat, because you're going to get, you know, your ass handed to you, because you're going to get destroyed. You know, like I was thinking when I went into it, just tons of shooting. If we get into combat, you know, so be it. But the fact of the matter is I tried to hoard these guys out. So what did I have? I had 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 guys in an Asterian list. So my thing was, I could have had more. I could have probably had 15 if I didn't take the Skyraiser. But, you know, I needed the Skyraiser because I needed a little bit more speed in there.
I think both me and Jack have 11 people in our list.
Yeah.
For the Asterians in general is, I don't think they're for new players. You have to be very careful about where you place your guys, about, because there's so many except for Jack's list, because you're no vulnerable, but for all the vulnerable guys, you have to make sure you're not leaving, you don't get that extra, oh, I got hit, oh well, next time I'll be better, I'll just hide a little better. You get hit once, you're done, so.
I was gonna say the same thing, 100%, this is not a beginner's list.
Right.
Just to figure out how energy shields work,
mm-hmm.
how the vulnerable works. It's pretty finicky. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But, and then also, you got to know about the energy shields, about them fizzling out.
Yeah, a lot to remember. Toxic.
It's not a beginner's list.
Yeah, there's a lot of little finicky things here and there to remember these guys. And the strategy-wise, you have to be... Like Coach said, you have to know what your plan is ahead of time. You can't just play it by ear. You got to be like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Stick to the plan and make sure you hide yourself well and keep up the smoke screens. And yeah, you got to remember to pop the smoke screens every turn and things like that. Like it isn't something that's it's not like a melee plague list or something where you just run up and see what happens. This is definitely a little bit more tactical. Tacticalist.
And more finesse, I think,
mm-hmm.
these guys. But they're the more we go through it, I'm starting to build a whole Asterian army. I got the two boxes, plus with the stuff I already have, and I'm looking forward to playing them, because, you know, they're not going to play like other lists. And, you know, it's so different that it's cool.
Well, even amongst themselves, they're so different. You can build a melee list. You can build a range list. You can build a frag list. Like, there's so much stuff you can do.
Right.
You can build a very defensive list, too, with all the shields and stuff.
Yeah, they're very... Their shooting is just really good. I mean, the worst shooting is 5.
Yeah, that's...
you know, even the...
Well, marionettes are 6, I think, but yeah.
No, marionettes are 5, bro. Shooting-wise.
Weren't you making fun... Oh, yeah, I was fighting. It was 6, yeah.
Fighting of six, yeah. No, no, but I'm saying, like, even Khaleesi, all these melee monsters, and they shoot on a five.
Yeah. Well, they got their bows. They got their energy bows.
Yeah, which is an AP1 on a five.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, not an AP1, I'm sorry. But range four, but shoot on a five.
Yeah. Their glaive is AP1, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying that, you know, anything that shoots on a five is still good.
Yeah, it's average, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And a large selection of leaders, like a lot of play guys, you have like two choices or three, and one of them sucks. All of these leaders are good in some way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to. The Asterians are the jack of all trades, and they are master of all trades.
Oh, yeah.
Done right. Right. But since it is my turn to choose,
so now I'm choosing, I go through it, so we did the mercenaries, we did the Asterians, the Enforcers, didn't do the Forge Fathers, we did the GCPS, the Marauders we need, Maison we need, Nameless we need, Plague, Rebs, and Veerman we've done, and next time we will do the Forge Fathers.
Ooh.
Jack, because you chose God the first Forge Fathers. Jack, you like doing the Forge Fathers? Your choice? That's an odd choice for you.
You know what? I'm just gonna let Coach have this one. Like I'm ceding my choice to Coach, even though it is my turn by right, through birthright and through an act of God. But I will say, okay, we will do the Marauders.
But I am choosing the Law of Surprise, so it is my turn.
Forge Fathers, eh? Okay. Anybody go to Family Gamers and get all your Judge Dredd coverage you ever wanted?
Yes.
And Strontium Dog?
Yes.
And
we play a little game called Dead Zone once in a while?
No. And, yeah, check out Jack's new podcast about...
I play a character called Rick Hall. I'm on the Dead Zone, the podcast. And, yeah, it's really... I'm stretching my acting chops or impressing the people at large.
I was going to talk about your noodling podcast, but okay.
Oh, I catch catfish with my hands.
Yeah.
I don't want to alarm you, but much like most of those ghost hunting shows, that thing's been frozen. I just stick my hand in the water, hook it up. It's all fake. It's all sensationalized.
I thought you were going to do the hydroponics of your Martian strain of weed.
I don't know what you're saying at all. I'm going to assume it's because I've smoked a copious amount of Martian strain weed.
You know why it's Martian, right? Because it's red.
Oh.
Jack thinks he's actually grew it on Mars. That's the difference.
No, I know why it's red. I had to hide it in my prison wallet, so.
Wow, why is it red?
It was in a lead-lined box.
Jack likes that hot sauce.
Yeah. You got to get that check, Jack. Anyways, I think that'll wrap up the show. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
And next week is Marauders, right? That's what you said, Jack?
Bye-bye.
I will not. I'm oblivious to your silly jokes.
That's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?